there's a chiyuv on halah of muktori chutz, like we discussed. If someone takes a kolben and shechs it b'chutz, and afterwards he takes it and he's machter it b'chutz, so there's a chiyuv on the haktara. Of course, in Svora, and in fact, the Briskirov learned like that, he took on like that, Mitzara Svora, this, what's the condition that the Kolben can be considered a Kolben, that if he takes this Kolben and he's Matir Bechutz, he's Chayiv. As we know, if a person takes a Kolben that was shot, that was killed not by Eifin Shchita, and he takes it and he's Machter it Bechutz, there's no question about it, there's nothing to talk about. There won't be a Chiyuv Chutz. The whole Shaila is a Shaila where a person takes a Kolben that had a Shchita, and he takes this Kolben that had a Shchita, and he's Machter it Bechutz. There's an issue of, that's with the Rabbonon, and that's with the Rama Paskins, that there's a Chiyuv Chutz. Rabbi Sagli argues, but this is where there's an issue. This is where there's a Chiyuv on Allah's Muktori Chutz, a Kovn that was Nishrat Bechutz. Now, a Kovn that was Nishrat Bechutz, the question is, what type of Shechita is it? When the Kovn is Nishrat Bechutz, it's not a Shechita that's Matir, like by Chulin, it's not Chulin. It's not matir ba'achila. It's not a shechita of a regular korban that's machshirit for akrova. So what type of shechita is it? A korban that was nishrat b'chutz. L'chayra, we would have to say the shechita is a shechita in the parsha of chutz. Of course, if there wouldn't be a chiyuv chutz on the shechita, then we wouldn't consider the shechita a shechita. It would be the equivalent of a shooting a behemah or killing it in any other oifin, not with shechita. We, of course, taking that, what we call a nevela, and being machter b'chutz, is not considered a ma'isa of haktorah, haktorah's korban b'chutz. The reason why it's called a Maisa Aktoris Kolben Bechutz, like we mentioned before, because the Aktore is a Isofa in the Hakrova, that's only because the Shechita is also considered a Shechita and a Maisa Hakrova Binoigeya Chutz, concerning Chutz. Although, in regard to Hakrova Spnim, the Shechita Bechutz is not a Shechita. In regard to a shechita schulim being matirit b'chulim, being matirit b'achila, there's no shechita that's being machshir b'achila. But in the parsha of chutz, it's a shechita. So since it's a shechita, when a person later goes and he makes a ma'isa aktorah, like we said, the Gemara is discussing a ma'isa zrika, a zrika to or aktorah, that's a hisofen aktorah, that will also, there'll be a chiv, what we call halas muktori chutz. If so, what will be by koimetz mincha b'chutz and afterwards he was machter b'chutz? Chomatz b'chutz v'higdi b'chutz. The Gemara discusses on the Akuv Zayin, when the Gemara talks about Kabbalah, the Gemara talks about a koimetz as well, and the Gemara brings this same Yalfusa Loyoma Bezrika v'teisimi b'naya. The Gemara learns out that hakoymitz mincha b'chutz is potter. Bekitzer, when a person takes a mincha, even though it has a kmitza b'fnim, if he makes a kmitza b'chutz, he's potter on the ma'isa kmitza b'chutz. Rashi is meduyik. Rashi dibra amaskul hakoymitz mincha b'chutz. Rashi says v'lo yhiktir potter. Rashi, it would appear from Rashi that if a person takes this mincha and he's makter it afterward, that means he takes a mincha and he does a maisik kmitza b'chutz. he's potter. After he does the Maisa Kmitza Bechutz, does the Maisa Kmitza, he takes the Koimitz, and he's makter it later. Agav, Kmitza is like this, not like some pictures have like that. He does the Maisa Kmitza, this is the correct way of Kmitza, Ayin Menachas Tafir Aleph, and he goes and he's makter it. After he does the Kmitza, he's makter it Bechutz. The halacha is, without Rashi, I would say that he's for sure he's potter. There's no tzad to say he's chayiv, because with the kmitza he didn't do anything. You can't take a mincha shaloi nikmitza. That's a mishnah later. The mishnah tells us later on daf kuf yud mincha shaloi nikmitza bekriva b'chutz potter. So if a person takes a mincha and he does a ma'aseh kmitza b'chutz, the ma'aseh kmitza, since he's potter on the ma'aseh kmitza b'chutz, so he didn't do anything. There's no shame koimitz. This is the regular mincha. When he takes this kmitz, he can put it back in the visa. In fact, he can put it back in the visa and he can go. There's an issue of yoytzei, but without the issue of yoytzei, if it's olu, he could do a kmitzah on the mizbeach and it'll be olu lo yered. It's totally in the machloikis. But akoponim, it's not a kmitzah. It's a shtik mincha, because it's nishkin shtik koimitz. It's a shtik mincha. Rashi's meduyik hakoymitz mincha b'chutz v'loy hikti apata. It would appear from Rashi. In fact, I can't say it's mefugish, but we can definitely deduce from the Loshen Rashi, if he takes this koymitz and he goes and he's makter the koymitz b'chutz, he throws it into the fire b'chutz, he would be chayiv, although he's potter on the kmitz, he'll be chayiv on the aktorah. Which this is a dvar pella, because l'choira, as we have said, when a person is chayiv on a ma'isa aktove b'chutz, it's only if it's preceded by a ma'isa shchita. What makes it the ma'isa shchita? The fact that the Torah in the parasha of chutz, the Torah says that it's a shchita. It has a shame shchita in the parsha of Chutz, so it can also be considered the halah that was done afterwards can be considered a halah on a kovin that already is in the akrova process, already had a shechita b'chutz. However, if a person takes a mincha and he does a ma'aseh kmitza b'chutz, in the regard to the parsha of Chutz, the kmitza, nothing was done. In regard to Pnim, right, that nothing was done. A Kmitza B'chutz, like the Rambam Paskins, a Kovatz B'chutz, you can put it back into the Bisa. It's a Tosefta, nothing was done. So Memelo, afterwards, when he takes this Koimitz, that he was Kovatz B'chutz, and he throws it into the fine, he's Makdir B'chutz, he didn't do anything. It's like taking, it's the equivalent of a mincha shalay nikmatz b'chutz ve'kriva potter, like the Mishnah says in Afkuf Yud. Why then? How, I should ask, is it shayich that there should be a chiyuv on a halah of the koimitz that was nikmatz b'chutz? There's no shame koimitz. It's like taking a behema without a shechita and being makter b'chutz. There are other diyukim in this, along this line, I should say. I would say perhaps the strongest shayla is on this Rashi, but there are other diyukim on this line that it's shayich a ma'ase shechita that the Torah was a mechayiv on, and it would be shayich to be chayiv afterwards on the Allah. There's a Rashi later on the Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. By Allah of Sira Mishtalet, that was Nishrat B'chutz, even though there's no Rashi we're talking about, where he potter on the Shechita, there's a Rashi later on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Dibra Amas Gulomali. Ba'oifim, where he potter on the Shechita of Sira Mishtalet, Rashi, it would appear from Rashi that there would be a mocking to say without without a special migme gemiri me'adodi, there would be a chiv, it would be possible that there would be a chiv on the halah, the haktara of asiyah mishtalech that was nishchat b'chutz, even ba'ifim with there's no chiv on the shechita. The Rashi by Molak b'chutz, Rashi and Kufir Aleph, Rashi and Kufir Aleph, that's on Ramad Aleph, Rashi and Kufir Aleph on the days, by Reveya v'nirva, even after you put on the shechita of a Reveya v'nirva, Rashi has to explain why there's no chiv on the halah of a Reveya v'nirva. These are all questions, but this is perhaps the strongest question is on this Rashi, like we said on Kuzayin over there. Let's go to another issue in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Hamaylo Bizman Azeh Bechutz. If a person is Maylo Bizman Azeh Bechutz, the Gemara brings a machloikis if there's a chiyuv, because Bizman Azeh perhaps there's no Kedusha. And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanon Mandioma that holds that Hamayla Bizman Azeh Chayiv. The Gemara explains because he holds that like the Tana, Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitcha L'Shayda V'Kitcha L'Asalova, that today this Kedusha Smigdosh, the Kedusha Rishoyna, the original Kedusha, that same Kedusha that was by Bayis Rishoyn, the Mikdash Rishoyn, that same Kedusha, the Mokim HaMikdash, that still remains today, the Zman Hazeh. Like the Rambam explains in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam says, because the Kedusha, the Rambam paskins, like this Mandiyoma, the Rambam explains that even though that's the Shitas HaRambam, Kedushas HaOretz is not Kayim today, the Kedushas Mepnei HaKibosh, Botla HaKibosh, Botla HaKedusha, the Kedushas Migdosh, which that's the issue of the Gemara over here on the Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Kedushas HaMigdosh is Mepnei HaShchina, VaShchina Eina B'Teila. And the Gemara says, and that's the Rambam Paskins as well, Makrivin Kobonois Bizman Azeh Afo Pishein Bayis. We can be Makriv today Kobonois, even though there's no Bayis. What's Ma'akiv today in Akrovis Kobonois is only one thing, the Mizbeach. If we somehow could build a Mizbeach, so this way we could be Zoyrik the Dam, as far as the structure, the Bayis, that the Gemara says is not, that's not ma'akiv in the hakrova, ma'akiv in afo bishayim bayis. And that's because that the kedusha rishoyna still remains, like the Rambam explains, kedusha mibnei hashchina v'hashchina ena b'tei. Someone once asked me, what's the halacha legabe hadlokas neiros? If hadlokas neiros is also noyig bizman hazeh, because the loshen haGemara is ma'akiv in afo bishayim bayis. So from this Lashon, I wouldn't deduce anything. I would definitely not say it's meduyik that only Kobonos. I would say perhaps the Gemara has to speak out Hakrovas Kobonos, because I would say that even if there's a Kedusha, maybe Hakrovas Kobonos needs a bias. But one thing for sure, the Gemara from the Loshin, Makriven, Avo Bishayim Bayis, I hold we can't be Medayik. We can't come to this conclusion that Adlokas Neiris is different. Perhaps the Gemara only means even Akrovas Kobonis, but there will be maybe a Mokim Loim Akrovas Kobonis is different. So this Shaila, this person asked me, Aitaka was thinking that perhaps it's meduyik in the Loshon HaRamban, in Parshas Bahaloischo, at the beginning of Bahaloischo, the Loshon HaRamban would imply, when the Ramban asks on the Chazal, that the Boinu Shel Oilom was Mefayis Avrin, that Hadlokas Aneiris is Chayim Lo'oilom, the Ramban asks, but Kobonis are bottle, and if Kobonis are bottle, Neirois are also bottle. It would be mashma from the Ramban that the din of the Neirois is like the din of Kobonis. The Ramban seems to hold that Kedusha Rishoyne is loikid shelos lovoy, and we can't be makiv kabonis because of that, and that's why we can't be madlik neiros today. The Ramban wouldn't be mashma, but if leman diyoma, if we could be makiv kabonis like the Ramban paskins, then we could be madlik neiros as well. The kids of the Ramban, from the Loshana Ramban, I would say it's a bissel mal, it's a little bit mashmer, that the din of the Neirois is like the din of Kobonois, and Laman de Yomak makriven av of Bishem Bayis, who are din, we could be madlik Neirois as well. So the question is, why taka aren't we makriv Kobonois, the Zman Azer? If we could be makriv Kobonois al pidin, why aren't we makriv Kobonois, the Zman Azer? There are many reasons why. In fact, we find in the Sefer Kavdo V'Ferach, the one of the Rishonim, that he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to be makriv korbanos, and about 600 years later, more closer to our Tkufa, some 170 years ago, there was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, his name was Rav Hirsch Kalischer. Now Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, he wanted to be makriv korbanos bizman hazeh, and he writes to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. We have three letters of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. This was in the last half a year of Rabbi Kiva Eiger's life. And in fact, Rabbi Kiva Eiger wasn't clear-cut not to. We see Rabbi Kiva Eiger had to send a shayla to the Chassam Sofer, his son-in-law, and the issue then was if the Tsar, if the one who was in charge, the Arab that was in charge on the Harabayis, on the Mokim Amigdosh, he would give Rishos. There's an issue of who says we paskin makriven afo bishayim bayis. Of a bipshutoi, it seems like roiv rishonim, that's the psak halacha, that means to be makriv is l'choyre toli with this Rambam, amayla bezman hazeh, kedusha rishonim, kitsha lasalovoi. But assuming that the halacha is like the Rambam, because the Ravid argues and he says, Loi kishalos alovi, but assuming that we could be makriv korbanos mitzad, that there's a kedusha like the Rambam paskins, there's another issue of we don't know where to build a mizbeach. In fact, someone told me not so long ago, he spoke with Rabbi Yoshiv about being makriv korbanos bizman hazeh. Rabbi Yoshev told him, we don't know where the Mizbeach is. That by him was one of the main issues in Halacha, which in fact Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in his letter, in his first letter, I think, he elaborates about this issue of Mokim HaMizbeach. It's not clear where the Mizbeach is. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim, before on Daf Samech Beis, Shloisha Neviim Olu Minagoyla, when they came back, Tchilas Bayisheini, one of them needed a Novi to be made al Mokim HaMizbeach. We don't know where the Mokim is, the exact Mokim. How can we build a Mizbeach? There's another issue of we need the Avnei, the Big De Kuhuna, we need Cheles, we don't know. We don't know Bechlal, Chelozoin, we don't know what it is. We don't know, Koyim Meyuchas is an issue. There's another issue of Tumah. if we hold Tumah Hutra Betziba, then there's no problem. But what about Tumah Tchuyah Betziba? You hold Tumah Tchuyah Betziba, we need the tzitz. Raman Pasman's Tumah Tchuyah Betziba. We need the tzitz. The tzitz, we need a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is an issue of a Kohen Gadol, of an issue of a tzitz. Even if we hold that Tumah is going to be Dochi Betziba, but then there's another issue of Shkolim. So the only korban really that's Nageya Shkolim is only Noig Bizman Abayis. We don't have Shkolim. Elamai, a korban Yochid doesn't need Shkolim, but it's not Doichet Tumah. The only korban that's Doichet Tumah that doesn't need Shkolim is a korban Pesach. Others wanted to be makir because of that a korban Pesach. There's another reason, an interesting reason, but L'chayra doesn't stim with this Gemara. I found later the Netziv alone alludes to this Gemara. The Baal Orech Lener in his first tshuva in Binyan Tzion, he writes to Rav Hirsch Kalisha. He says, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai, Vashi Moisi in the Teuchacha, it says, Vashi Moisi es Mikdashechem, I'll destroy, I'll make desolate Mikdashechem, Yebotim, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk concludes, V'loy O'riach B'reach Nichoychachem. There will not be Reach Nichoyach. Is Rav Hirsch, the Binyan Tzion, writes to Rav Hirsch Kalisha. He writes, Abez in the Taran, Rav Hirsch, he says, what does the Pasuk mean, V'loy O'riach B'reach Nichoychachem? That there's no reach nichoyach. If loy kitchi lasid lavoi, there's nothing to talk about. It's simple that there's no akrova today. No, he says the pasuk means even though there's a kedushas hamikdash bizman hazeh, but there's another problem why we can't be makriv bizman hazeh, because v'loy oriach bereach nichoyach, there's no reach nichoyach. However, that's a problem, because if that would be so, that is no v'loy arich v'erich nichoich achem, meaning even bezman hazeh where there's a kedushas mikdosh, but there's the reich nichoich and it's ma'akiv, how could the Gemara and how can the Rambam paskin hamayla bezman hazeh chayiv, because kedusha rishoyna kitsha la'asa lovoi. That the korban has to be roi bifnim in order to be chayv on it b'chutz. If bizman hazeh, if even with the kedusha that's la'asa lovoi, but there's a problem of reich nichoyach, and that's ma'akiv in the hakrovas hakorban, how could the Gemara say and how can the Rambam paskin that hamayla bizman hazeh is chayv? From this is a raya. Now, there would be a Mokim Loimar, and the Netziv in one place says, maybe Korban Pesach doesn't need Reach Nichoyach, and that's why it's kosher even Bezman Hazeh. But the Gemara and the Rambam are talking not only by a Korban Pesach. Chayr, the Gemara and the Rambam are talking by all Korbanis. And the Rambam Medzois, the Rambam says, Makriv in Kol HaKorbanis Kulon Bezman Hazeh, Abo Bishayim Bayis. So l'chayra, it would be a raya that the taina of lo yariach b'roach nichoychachem l'chayra is not a reason why we can't be makiv korbanos bezman hazeh. However, the Chazon Ish in one place says, I think in Menachos and Simen Lamed, he brings this pasuk of lo yariach b'roach nichoychachem, but he explains it a little different. Not that we're missing the reach nichoyach in the korban, but the loy ariach bereach nichoyachem is saying that bezman ha-golos, because of the golos, we will not be able to be makir. I don't have the lashon over here. Zu bechlal gzeiros ha-golos. I don't have the whole lashon. He says it's Bechlal the Gzeiros HaGolos. So that you have to know, perhaps it means V'loy Ariach B'Reach Nichoyram, we won't be Makriv. In fact, The Gemara calls Hilchis Kochim Hilchis of a Mashicha. The Gemara in Perek Beishamai on Daf Memhei Amid Aleph, the Gemara says Kochim is Hilchis of a Mashicha. Why is it Hilchis of a Mashicha? Why is it called the Hilchis of a Mashicha, meaning to say, when the Gemara says a halacha, the Gemara asks, Hilchus al Mashicha. It's only the day when Mashiach is going to come. Why is it called Hilchus al Mashicha? If we, the Rambam paskins, makriven, afo pishayim bayis, we can be makiv kabonis bizman hazeh. So the Briskerov said, when he learned the Gemara, he said, tzumiken yeh, tzumikenish, al pidin it's mudah to be makriv. But it remains a Hilchus of the Mashicha, meaning to say, Lamaisi, we won't be Makiv Kobonis. Don't try. We won't be Makiv Kobonis Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi from Yeshua Soloveitchik told me that he heard from Rabbi Ephraim Zelaznik, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, that he said he has a Kabbalah Ishmi Piyishma Rabbi Yeshua Levdiski. He says, all reasons not to be Makiv Kobonis. He could be mistader. Al pi halacha, he could be mistader. With all the nimukim not to, like they say in Yiddish, meken zechaneitze geben, he could be mistader al pi halacha. Al pi halacha, we would be able to be makriv korbanos. But there's one reason that this reason is, he doesn't have any eitzah with this, and because of this reason alone, he says that alone is sufficient not to be makriv korbanos bizman hazeh. What's this reason? He says if a yid will be gechepet by a goy or by goyim, because we will makriv korbanos bizman hazeh, with that he has no. That's a sufficient reason not to be makriv korbanos bizman hazeh. In fact, Rameya Soloveitchik once told me, in the Nusach HaTfilu we say, I was asking him, what's the pshan in the Nusach? That was the shmuz. But he told me, once told me, Umepnei chatoeinu golinu me'atzeinu, v'nisachaknu me'al admoseinu, ve'ein anachni yechoinu lasis choviseinu, בבייס בחירסך הבייס הרב רב הקודש מפני היוד שנשתלך במקדושך. So לחוירה, according to those that hold that we could be makru בזמן הזה על פי הלוכה, מפני היוד שנשתלך במקדושך has to mean because of the goyim. The Churban itself is not a reason why we can't be makriv bizman hazeh. Because mitzara halacha, the Churban itself is not mafkir the kedusha. We have the kedusha. If the mokim amizbech is not a problem, the koyim miyuchas is not a problem, we can be makriv bizman hazeh only because of the goyim. So b'nei ayot shenishtalchu b'mikdasha has to mean because the Churban, and because of that, it's not only because of the Churban, it's because the Goyim don't let us. So he wanted to be Miyashiv a little bit, he said, perhaps. But he said, perhaps, there's a Nusach, Mipnei Ayod, Hashlucho v'mikdoshecho, in the Siddur Agro, perhaps that Nusach alludes to the Goyim. Mipnei Hayod, the Nusach of Mipnei Ayod, Shenishtalcho v'mikdoshecho, that's according to the man the Yom Ha'loikit Shalosid Lovoy. The Rambam paskins, we paskin Kit Shalosid Lovoy. So the Nusach Mednei Ayod Hashlucha B'Mikdoshecha will be in place, which alludes to the Goyim, the Hashlucha meaning implying today. In the today there's a Yad that's Shlucha, which meaning to say the Goyim don't allow us to be makriv. But then he had charot, he tells me, he realized that the Nusach HaShlucha is a tois. I understood from him that the Nusach HaShlucha is, has no real mekor. It's possible it was a maskil that put that Nusach of Yitzchak Melson. It came there into the Siddur. The mekor is really a maskil. The Mela, the real Nusach, the Emerson Nusach is a Meneodan, Shenishtalcho B'Mikdoshecho, which L'Choyer with a Bissel B'Mashma, like the Shita Saraivid, Loikid Shilos, the Lover. Like the Ramam Nachman Zogin, Enochanami, Meneo Shenishtalcho B'Mikdoshecho, and that was Goyim, since then, that we can't do it for technical reasons, Meneo Goyim, like the Briskerov said, So Meken Yetzu Mekanisht, over Lemaise, it remains a hilchas of a meshicha. You should be zoich etake to being in Bayis Shlishi in Heir of Yomenu.